my sister teaches in a high school in Boca Raton, Florida, and she said that one of her students asked her the following question. The student had said that she has a fruit tree in her backyard, as a lot of people in Boca Raton apparently do, and she wants to know if she has to worry about revai and how to handle revai. So the student went online to one of these Ask the Rabbi forums and was told, yes, you indeed do have to worry about revai, and here's how you handle it. And my sister said, I never heard of this before. What is revai, and is this really a thing that we need to worry about in Boca Raton or anywhere else outside of Eretz Yisrael? So let's talk about this for a little bit. There is a pasuk in the Torah, Vayikra Parak Yotas Pasuk Chav Dalet, Uvashana Harevius, after you went through the first 3 years of Arla, where the fruits of a tree are Asar Bahana, the fourth year, Yakal Piriyuk Kodesh Yilulim Hashem, all the fruits have a holiness of Maaseh Sheni, and the halacha is that you have to eat them in Yerushalayim, in the area surrounded by the original city walls of Yerushalayim, and in the state of Tahara, which is obviously impossible to achieve nowadays without a Parah Aduma, so we basically cannot do that. However, the fruits have Kedusha until you do that, so what you can do is you can redeem those fruits on money. And this is, in fact, what they do in Eretz Yisrael with Maaseh Sheni. So it's the same thing that you would do with Revai, with fruit that grows in the fourth year. But the question is, this seems like an agricultural mitzvah, mitzvah tliya ba'aretz. Should this only apply in Eretz Yisrael? So let's first talk about Orla. So Orla applies in Chutz La'aretz also. That is even though it's a mitzvah tliya ba'aretz, it's enough in a Mishnah. And the Gemara explains in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Vav, or Daf Lamed Tes, rather, when the Gemara explains it, the Mishnah's in Daf Lamed Vav, that Orla's Chutz La'aretz is halacha lemoshe Misinai, that there is a halacha l'moshe Misinai, that even though mitzvah tliya ba'aretz should not apply in Chutz La'aretz, Orla's Chutz La'aretz me halacha l'moshe Misinai is a thing. A suffix Orla in Chutz La'aretz is mutter, but when you know for sure that it's Orla's Chutz La'aretz, it is in fact aser. So if you have any fruit that you're going to buy in the store, it's at most a suffix, so you wouldn't have to worry about the Orla status in Chutz La'aretz. But if you have a fruit tree growing in your backyard, and you know how to cheshb in the years, how old the tree is, and within the first 3 years, fruits grow on it, which they might. It used to be that they would always say, no fruits are going to grow in the first 3 years. Apparently, it's not true anymore. So there might be fruits that grow in the first 3 years. That would have a din of Arla. So now the question is, okay, what about Revai in Chutz La'aretz? Does the mitzvah of Revai apply in Chutz La'aretz? Meaning, just because the din of the first 3 years applies in Chutz La'aretz, does that mean the din of the fourth year also applies in Chutz La'aretz? So there are two basic machlokas that are relevant over here. One machlokas is mentioned in the Gemara Brachos Daf Lamed Hey, whether the mitzvah of Revai applies to all fruits or it applies only to grapes. There are three shitos in Rishonim. Some Rishonim hold the mitzvah of Revai is only when it comes to grapes, kerem Revai. Others hold that it applies to all fruits, any neta Revai. And others say that the mitzvah applies midoraisa to grapes, midrabanan to all other fruits. So that's one relevant machlokas to keep in the back of our minds as to whether Revai applies to which fruits, even in Eretz Yisrael, to which fruits Revai applies. The other major machlokas is whether Revai applies in Chutz La'aretz like Arla does, or whether we say that no, Revai is a mitzvah tliya ba'aretz, it's an agricultural mitzvah, and therefore does not apply in Chutz La'aretz. What does that hinge on? What would that debate hinge on? So there are two ways of saying it. The classic way of saying it was that do we view Revai as part of Arla, or do we view Revai as a separate din from Arla? If it's part of Arla, so Arla applies in Chutz La'aretz, Revai is just the continuation of Arla, would apply in Chutz La'aretz as well. Or do we say, no, there's a din of Arla, there's a separate din called Revai, we have Halacha L'Moshe Misinai that Arla applies in Chutz La'aretz, we have no such Halacha L'Moshe Misinai that Revai applies in Chutz La'aretz. Reb Chaim had a sharper way of saying it. Reb Chaim said that there are two types of Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. There's a Halacha Mefareshes and a Halacha Mechadeshes. Sometimes Halacha L'Moshe Misinai takes an existing din and reveals certain contours and details of that din, or will be mosif to that din that exists. Other times, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is just mechadesh, a brand new thing that never existed before. That's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So the question, says Reb Chaim, is really whether Revai applies in Chutz La'aretz is whether we view Arla's Chutz La'aretz as a Halacha Mefareshes or a Halacha Mechadeshes. Meaning, says Reb Chaim, for sure, Arla and Revai are connected to each other. There's no doubt they're connected to each other. They're in the same set of psukim. They're very much linked to each other. And therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, Arla and Revai are one package deal. Now, when Halacha L'Moshe Misinai came and said that Arla applies in Chutz La'aretz, what was that? Were they just being mifaresh, the halacha that already exists in Eretz Yisrael, and they expanded it? And the Halacha L'Moshe, not they, the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, Kodesh Baruch Hu, expanded it and applied it to Chutz La'aretz? and it's got to come the whole package with Ravai as well? Or no, maybe Halacha L'Moshe Misinei is Halacha Mechadashas, brand new Halacha, nothing to do with Arla in Eretz Yisrael, a brand new Halacha called Arla Chutz La'aretz, and there was never a Halacha that was Mechadesh, Ravai in Chutz La'aretz. If it's Halacha Mechadashas, then maybe Ravai does not apply in Chutz La'aretz. Whichever way you go, even if you're going to say Ravai does apply in Chutz La'aretz, it certainly won't apply to Suffolk. So if you go to a store, you don't have to worry that the fruits that you're buying might be Ravai, or that the grapes you're buying might be Ravai. But if you have a tree in your backyard, now you need to know, how do we paskin? Do we paskin that it applies to Shar Peros? Do we paskin that it applies in Chutz La'aretz? So there are three basic shitos in Rishonim as to whether it applies in Chutz La'aretz. There are those that hold that Ravai applies to all trees growing outside of Eretz Yisrael. There are those that hold that Ravai applies only to grapes, but not to other trees in Chutz La'aretz. And then there are those that hold that Ravai does not apply at all in Chutz La'aretz. So how do we pass on Halacha L'maisa? So if you are Sephardic, as the young lady who asked my sister this question is, the Mechaber Paskins in Simon Reish Sadi Dalit, Si'iv Zayin, in Yerideya, the Mechaber quotes the two opinions that say that it does and doesn't apply, but he paskins really like the first opinion, that the mitzvah of Ravai absolutely does apply outside of Eretz Yisrael. Shach and Sivkat Yud Zayin says, Hilkach Nira, Debein Bekerem Ravai, Bein Benetta Ravai, Yesh Liftos B'chutzars B'lo Bracha. One needs to do pidyon on the Ravai in Chutzars, not with the Bracha, because at least Safek, but one needs to be poda the Ravai. In Yabia Omer Chelik Yud Yerideya Simon Lamed Hei, Rav Vadya says that yes, indeed, Svarim should be poda their Ravai from all fruits. So you have the fruit in front of you, your Ravai fruit in front of you, and you have a coin, and you say all the fruit and plus a chomesh are niftes on this coin, and you have a special coin for that purpose, and each time you only use up one pruta's worth of value on the coin for whatever reason, and once there's no longer a pruta's worth left on the coin, you have to destroy the coin by throwing it into the ocean, but then once you're poda the fruit, at least you're allowed to eat the fruit. That is for Sephardim. For Ashkenazim, the Rama paskins like the Shita, that it applies to grapes, but not to other peros in Chutz La'aretz. Meaning in Eretz Yisrael, maybe we're going to be machmir that Ravai applies to all fruits. But in Chutz La'aretz, you put those two things together, that it's Chutz La'aretz and it's not a grape, so then we're gonna be makel. But if it's a grape in Chutz La'aretz, even the Rama would be machmir. The Rama writes, V'yesh omrim, she'enu noig b'chutz La'aretz rak b'kerem, v'lo b'shari lanos. And the Be'er Agra writes, this svara shlichus is ikar v'svara saga'onim, and he has an uncharacteristically long analysis in the Be'er Agra on it, so Ashkenazim can be makel and do not need to be poda the revived fruits grown outside of Eretz Yisrael, except for grapes, and Sephardim have to be machmir. So the young lady who asked my sister the question was a Sephardic young lady, asked a Sephardic question answer forum, and got the correct answer from the Sephardic question answer forum. Now, just to point out, the Torah itself says that when we observe these halachos properly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reward us, and if you're careful with how you use the fruits in the first 3 years, and then the fourth year, differently, first 3 years are all us, or the fourth year to treat it with the proper Kedusha, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to see to it that that tree is going to produce abundant fruit for you in the future. There's going to be lots and lots of bracha. We should all be zochet to lots and lots of bracha. And have a great day.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Breathable organic cotton and moisture-wicking Joma wool consistently provide cool and comfortable slumber. Every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Visit Lisa.com to learn more. That's LEESA.com.